and Muslim believers, assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الله فلا حي على الله فلا الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على كرم المرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. That is with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. I praise Him. I seek His assistance. I seek His guidance, and I ask for His forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah who has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. All praise due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets Muhammad, as well as his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge for Allah against our own weaknesses, our own faults, our own errors. All praise due to Allah who sent down upon us His book most clear and later revealing the last ayah that they have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you and chose Al-Islam as your way of life. All praise due to Allah who united the hearts of the believers with Al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united and made it forbidden to become separated in His clear book. I advise myself first, if I advise you, to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah the Most High, and obey Him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Jumma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Kulna ikhbitu. منها جميعا فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هدي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. The expression is as follows. I seek refuge for Allah against the shaitan, the rejected. We did say down with you all from this, there shall nonetheless most certainly come unto you guidance from me, and those who follow my guidance need have no fear, and neither shall they grieve. This is the 38th ayat of the second surah al-Baqarah, the cow. We say, surely Allah speaks the truth. Again, the same thought pattern for the Kippah title, get ye down, get ye down. Narration of a hadith from Abdullah ibn Masud reported that the Messenger of Allah, the peace and blessings be upon him, said, each one of you has a devil companion from the jinn over him. And they said, even you, O Messenger of Allah. The Prophet said, even me, yet Allah has helped me against him until he embraced Islam. He does not order me to do anything but good. Inshallah, as we continue, I want to bring up some points that will be needed as we go forward, inshallah, that the concept of get ye down, all of you, is to be seen as both separate and inside of one. The body that was used to place is the body of us and the body of the earth. The body is one that houses these characteristics, the angels, the jinn, the shaitan, the devil, for the, you know, in other scriptures. The body is the environment that we are to live in. There's a saying, you're in a world all by yourself. Well, get ye down comes to tell us that, yes, you are, but you are not alone. Last week, I addressed the word kala. And one thing I want to move forward is that when it is used by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is used in a way that expresses Allah's control, Allah's supremacy. We read that in the expression that we said or we did this or that. And when we see this, we should not think that this is a group. It is a way that Allah is expressing to us that the control is Allah's alone. But for us to better understand, it comes to us just like that. So when Allah says, and when we ordered the angels to prostrate yourselves before Adam, all of them fell prostrate except Iblis. He refused and glorified in his arrogance and became one of the defiers. We see that the command of Allah is expressed as we, but it is not we. It is only Allah that has made these commands. And when we can understand that the command of Allah cannot be broken by true angels, it cannot be broken by true angels. An angel naturally is 100% obedient. 100% obedient. Not someone or something that is in the realm of angels. I bring this up because we know that sometimes we can think that we're holier than others. You know, we get that all through, especially when you live in this country. We're holier than others. And I express that Iblis was in that position of authority inside of the angels. But Allah clarified that Iblis was not an angel. But when the disobedience came into the light, now that disobedience is an enemy to the original nature of our creation. When they were ordered to prostrate to that creation, it was to the will of Allah, and it was to be manifested. And what was to be manifested by the creation? The flaw that was not inside of the creation that Allah created, it was the arrogance of Iblis, and it was in those who were not angels that questioned the creation. Again, angels do not question Allah. Allah does not have any disobedience from them in their correct nature. The Imam radiallahu anhu gave us these definitions that we've been using inside, and that the angel is without question obedient, unconsciously obedient. So it was to be the Iblis who turned into the shaitan that was the one who questioned, who disobeyed the command and the will of Allah. I bring this up because when we look at our original creation, was not one that was complete. The plan was complete. The idea of what Allah wanted, that one would be placed into the earth and would be a leader there, leading by the command and by the will of Allah, that was complete. But just like anything that grows, there has to be some development. That development comes from the test that we were given, and it is our destination, and it was our destination to be placed into the earth to be tested. And I think that was in the reading this morning. I remember that note that it was ordained for us to be placed here. It is ordained for us. And Allah says that which is on the earth, we have made a glittering show on earth in order that we may test them. That we may test them. So the test we had in that original state that we'll discuss a little bit was also destined to happen, but also we were placed in the earth to be tested. And we were given things to be tested. So the first place that to give us his understanding is descendants of Adam, the picture, the descendants of Adam, alayhi salam, the picture of how we are to be taken out of that nature is given to us. We're given a picture of how we were taken out of that nature. Even when we feel like we're in the right mindset, we can be taken out of that nature. And there is where we find the sin. When we come out of that nature, we come out of that original setting, that state that we're in, because that nature, now remember this, that nature is to be considered a mercy of Allah. Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. It is that womb. Once we come out of that womb, now that is where we are vulnerable to the outside forces, the outside influences. This is all given to us when we look at this. Allah says, but do not approach this one tree, lest you become wrongdoers. If the command and the guidance from Allah is for us to not approach the tree, and we are in that original nature, then something that can come and influence us, can come to us and get us out of that nature. And I mentioned it was a desire of Adam, alayhi salam, that to want to hold into that moment forever. And that showed Iblis, who was now the Shaitan, the vulnerability. Also, there was a vulnerability when Iblis went through the empty vessel for 40 years, and he found it empty. And then when he came through the nose, he made a sneeze, so he said, I can fill it with vain desires. So when that vulnerability was exposed, and we're being told by Allah to stay away from the tree, is us being told to stay away from temptation. You know, I don't care who we're dealing with. We can be dealing with humans. We can be dealing with animals. But if we say, stay away from that, don't touch that, don't do that, naturally, the inquisitiveness is going to come out. Just want to find out. Look, that's hot. Don't touch that. Well, I got to. How hot is it? All through the Quran, we are told that the only power that Shaitan has over us is what we give Shaitan. And the power that Shaitan have is the power of suggestion. Suggestion. The schemes are weak, but if our obedience is not strong enough, then we can fall victim. If we approach the tree, we fall victim. Now, I have mentioned before the story of Pinocchio. Pinocchio. And the major point they try to have us focus on is that the little boy, the little wood boy, when he lied, his nose would grow. But that really is not the story, because inside of the story, the boy wanted to be a regular boy. He wanted to be a real boy. So he wanted to evolve. He wanted to evolve. Having aspirations to be a real boy. It wanted to be that before its father, Geppetto. But it also wanted to be a real boy because it wanted to feel like a real boy. And it's the same thing when we look at really how Adam, alayhi salam, felt. He wanted to be in that state. It wanted to be in that state forever because it was a state of obedience to Allah. It was a state of obedience to his creator. And it wanted to stay in that state. It felt so good. It felt so natural to be in that state of obedience that Adam wanted to be in that state, and he wanted to please his creator. So Geppetto is a symbol of the creator. In the movie, he's rarely seen, but most importantly, he wanted the toy to become a boy. And Allah created Adam, alayhi salam, to become Khalifa. So as I close this first part, when Honest John in the movie, when Honest John saw Pinocchio, he was headed to school. Now remember, that what misled Adam, alayhi salam, was not human. Was not human. The shaitan is not human. And in the movie, Honest John is portrayed as a fox. And when we remember growing up, some will be considered, you could be considered a little green. You know, you got, someone is, you schooled, but not schooled by the outside world. You know, you're book smart, but you're not street smart. A fox is to be considered. When you look at a fox, you consider a fox to be sly, slick. The saying is, yo, you outfoxed them that time. Well, the shaitan is cunning, street smart, slick, knows how to persuade. Knows how to persuade good enough that even when Allah says, I'm creating a khalifa and I'm telling you to prostrate, that the influence of the shaitan over others made them question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Excuse me, get ye down. So this is the power of persuasion. Power of persuasion that shaitan has. This is what the picture of that we see when we look at Honest John. So Honest John was hired by to find stupid little boys. Stupid little boys. And as I was refreshing myself on Pinocchio over the last night and this morning, I caught a part where he said the little boys that are disobedient and don't want to go to school. He said they're disobedient. So that's a key word right there. The little boys were stupid, but he associated disobedience with being stupid. Honest John is promising Pinocchio success in the Quran. But Satan whispered unto him, saying, O Adam, shall I lead thee to a tree of life eternal and to a kingdom that will never decay? See, this takes the creation down. This takes the creation down to a low road and to a place when you think about something that would never go away, never decay. And that place could be considered a pleasure land. And shall we lead? We shall lead them astray, and shall engross in them vain desires. I want to be famous. I want to be this. I want to be everything but the best servant of Allah. I want to be on the low road. As a matter of fact, and I'm gonna have to go into a ta'leem with this. Really, we break this down. But Jimmy the Cricket is the conscience of Pinocchio, and when he left to go be a star, he says to himself, "Well, big stars don't have consciousness anyway." And he left. So on the low road where the original nature is lost, get ye down from here. Get ye down from here. The shaitan, Honest John, why would that deceiver and be chief be called honest? Because Allah says to us, and he swore to them, indeed, I am to you from among your sincere advisors. Shaitan is there to tempt the creation every chance he can get. It is in that we have to be prepared for. This is why this picture we get is so important for us. That when we have these types of desires inside of us, driving us, they call someone who wants to be the best, they say they're driven. They're self-motivated. Well, that drive inside of us can sometimes, if it's for the wrong reason, drive us out of that nature. Get out of that state we're in. This is what we're being warned about. This is what the guidance of Allah gives us. But this is all in the plan of Allah. There would be no need to guide someone if he stayed inside of that original nature, inside of that obedience. There would be no need of this. And this is a tradition of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Huraira, Ali Anhu. He reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by the one in whose hand is my soul, if you did not sin, Allah would replace you with people who would sin. And they would seek forgiveness from Allah, and he would forgive them. In the picture we're using from this ayah, as the main working of get ye down, we see that in the plan of Allah is to seek Allah for guidance, seek Allah for forgiveness.
And everything we need in our life is what we seek Allah for. This life and in the next life is all coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no, we're not perfect. We have a model of perfection inside of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has all the characteristics that we see. All the characteristics of the prophets, and alayhi salam to the prophets, inside of him. And we're giving the understanding that we're just like him in our creation. We are human, but the difference is that we have to evolve into that creation. We have to go from insan to bashar. But before you can get there, you have to grow through some growing pains. So when the baby starts to crawl, the next thing you know now is pulling up on things. It's pulling up on things, trying to stand. But then when it grabs something, all of a sudden it gets a little happy. Now it says, let go. And what happens? It falls back down. But when it falls back down, you can hear that diaper go, psst. It cushions it. It cushions it. Our falling, the slip. Allah says in the ayat of the context, but Satan caused them to slip out of that and remove from them that in which they were had been in. The plan was to show us that Shaitan is an enemy and that we will slip and we will fall. But there's a cushion. Allah would not let us fall and hurt ourselves and not give us something to cushion us. Allah shows us that the Shaitan will cause us to get out of that nature. See, the protection from sins is to stay into that nature. Once we come out of that nature, now we're exposed. So I go back to the wombs. You know, sometimes a pregnant mother, they have accidents. They could be an accident and they could lose the mother. But they still can save the baby. They can lose the mother because the womb is a different, total different life cycle for that baby. A whole different echo center, so to speak. The womb of obedience is a protection for us because the Shaitan is going to attack us. And I brought up before the front, the back, and the sides. It's a Quran. It is a symbol, when you look at it, of the cross. The Imam radiallahu anhu, he said that the cross is static life that can't move. This means that we become burdened. We cannot move. We cannot progress. We're stuck. If our creation was one of an intellect, the mind is to be set free. But once we come out of that state, we are now placed into that body, the earth, into the condition that is a condition that surrounds us, influences us. The body is what holds all of that inside. The nature of the angels, the nature of the jinn, the nature of the shaitan, with all the nature and in the nature of the original creation, all inside. But what if we have no ability to move? We're static. We're lacking movement, action, or change. And we also know static. Static is that charge you get when you rub your feet on the carpet and you touch something. You rub your feet, you cross on the free carpet, and you shake somebody's hand, and y'all just get a charge from each other. Can we not see that the shock of being taken out of the original nature should be enough for us to really understand and get our attention? If we really slip and fall, if we really actually slip and fall, we would be feeling it for days, if not weeks, if not months. If one of us slips and falls, Allah has designed it for us to feel it in our whole lives. Not the pain of it, but the urgency of it. If we do not know our surroundings, our conditions, what and who are there, then we can fall again. We can slip again. Yes, we're going to. It's natural. It's going to happen. It is the plan for us to. If we didn't, and if we tried to be, quote unquote, holier than thou, and thought we floated on water, we will be replaced by those who would make mistakes and acknowledge those mistakes and seek forgiveness for those mistakes. Again, a mistake is just an action or a judgment that is misguided or wrong. I didn't say a sin. No, I said a mistake. An action or a judgment that is misguided or wrong. So when Adam, alayhi salam, listened to the shaitan, It was an action and a judgment that was misguided and wrong. It was a mistake. This is what we have to work against. Allah says, but do not approach this one tree, lest you become wrongdoers. So if our actions or our judgments are misguided and wrong, and we understand, and please understand me, when we see wrong, it's wrong, I'm not talking about 2 squared times the root of pi wrong. I'm not talking a math problem. Because in the math problem, we can gain the knowledge to learn to solve that problem. No, we're looking at doing something wrong for the wrong reason and knowing it is wrong. And so the Imam's definition is that the devil, the shaitan, is the devil is that extreme that sees the truth but ignores the truth. Knows right but works harder to do wrong. If Allah says do not approach this tree and we do, we're wrong. Simple as that. But if we are influenced and we're led astray, if we're duped by something that is a little more skilled than us. See, there are those who manipulate others. This is what we get when we look at the shaitan. Manipulate others, meaning to handle or control. We are still looking at get ye down, all of you. This is inside of us if we do not learn to control it. Overcome it. The shaitan is out of control. And the shaitan is out for control. Out for influence. So in social media, they have this thing they call influencers. Influencers. They come in all shapes and sizes. No matter what it is, there's going to be somebody that's an influencer in this subject. You name it. And they'll tell you all about it. Now, I'm not saying it's all bad. But the same knowledge that they have is not out of reach of each one of us. You can know just as much as they know about whatever it is they say they know. Because remember, only Allah is all-knowing. And remember, this is what we're up against with the shaitan. Yes, the Adam, alayhi salam, the first Adam was not able to combat against what I mentioned earlier, like the honest giant, right? It was not schooled enough. It was on its way to school. It was not schooled enough. If we do not get schooled, if we do not get educated, then we become one who goes to the tree willingly. We go from the obedience nature that is angel-like to not controlling the jinn and to letting the shaitan make us losers. In the ayah, it has kafara. This is where the unbeliever is. Someone who has let the shaitan lead them away from what Allah has for them. This is what happens when we get on the cross. We become static. We cannot move. You know, they say that some people you cannot change. I think the saying is you can't teach an old dog new tricks. They make us believe that we cannot change. I'm too old to learn this. I'm too old for this. I'm too old for that. In the narration of a tradition of the prophet, peace be upon him, says that Allah does not judge you until after you're 60 years old. He gives you all the mistakes you can make until you're 60 years old. Now, we can debate the authenticity of it. We can debate it. But how much more can you realize about life after 60? When you get to 60, how much more can you have seen? How much more do you have to realize how serious this life is? And Allah says that Allah would not change the condition of a person until they change what is inside of them. It was the shaitan who first said, I will crucify the whole of mankind. This is how the Imam has us to think about this, how he taught us to understand that. If we allow ourselves to stay there in that condition, then get ye down is not a place where we are going to stay. No, it is where we have to get to that we understand what has happened and now we have to work. But if we stay there, then we become losers. And Maududi, Raleigh Lionel, he expresses this as this in his expression. He says, the unjust man will bite his hand and say, would that I had stood by the messenger. Oh, woe to me, would that I had not chosen so-and-so for a friend. For it was he who had deluded me to reject the admonition which had come to me. And Satan has proved very treacherous to man. Let's unpack that. The shaitan comes to us as a seer and advisor, as a friend. And let's look at when we look at it from the outside, that could be anybody. Anybody that wants to keep us away from the messenger. Now, we can say that this is any messenger. Now, Allah, it doesn't apply to us as Muslims who follow Muhammad, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the next ayah says, and the messenger will say, my Lord, my own people have made this Quran an object of laughter. They take this Quran as a joke. And if we give up being close to Muhammad, which means we give up being close to the Quran, then we might as well bite our hands off. Meaning we give up our ability to be industrious or do any work. But it also means we give up the ability to control our souls and our minds. Get ye down. I had chosen so-and-so for a friend. Understand, it is inside of us to have these natures. That a friend can have that nature of shaitan inside of them that is leading them. The jinn has gotten out of control and led them to the shaitan. And this leads mankind away from that original nature. For it is he who deleted me to reject the help. Admonition in the English understanding is his help. In the Arabic, the word is zikr. The help is the ability to remember Allah, what Allah has given us, to remember Allah at all times. The zikr, to remember Allah first. This is what guidance is that will surely come. This is what it is. Allah said there will be guidance to come. And the friend who leads us away from this is treacherous to man. And as I close now, this is of course the outside and the inside of that body, be it the earth or our own bodies. All that is inside. Because it can be our own selves who think, oh, I know what's best for us. I know what's best for me. Or it can be an outside influence. This is how we suppress that original nature, right? We try to put that original nature in a fitna. We suppress those angelic natures that are in us that operate without conscience to obey. But we have to get off of that cross. And I'm not making any references to any other faith. I'm speaking to what we are given in the Quran. I'm speaking to what we're given in the Quran. That we can allow ourselves to be made immovable with our thinking, our actions, and in our ability to grow. We can make ourselves stagnant. We're static. So this is what the tree means. But Allah has given us the help. And I spent this time so far for us to realize that what we face, what we're dealing with, when we look at get ye down, and how we have to know what we're working with and against. The destiny of Adam alayhi salam is not to be a loser. It is to be the leader. The leader. Inshallah, more to come. But get ye down. Now, inshallah, I have given something of benefit today, which all praise due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbi, and I talk about minika as-sami'u al-alim. O sustainer, accept thou this from us, for verily thou alone art all-hearing, all-knowing.